Today is, as you have noticed, the last Sunday after Pentecost. Next week we begin a new liturgical year with the first Sunday of Advent. Yes, Advent already. The scripture readings for this Sunday highlight the kingship of Jesus. And I was thinking that if we're going to talk about the kingship of Jesus, it's likely important that we understand what kind of king Jesus is. Jesus certainly calls us to give our lives completely over to him. We are his people. We belong to him. But unlike an earthly king, Jesus lays hold on us not by force, but by abundant love. Jesus doesn't coerce us into obedience, forcing our loyalty, but instead Jesus loves us, seeks us, invites us, searches for us, welcomes us. And so Jesus is a king quite unlike any earthly monarch. In fact, Jesus doesn't even exalt himself as king, but humbles himself, stooping to put on human flesh. The ruler of creation, present at the creation of everything that exists, stoops to become a creature within the creation, lowering himself for a season. And so Jesus is the king who is humble, the one who lives by loving service, the one even who dies on the cross, subject to the evil, the hatred of humanity. And on the third day, God raises him from the dead, destroying forever the power of death. And through the waters of baptism, we share in a death like his, and we share in the promise of his resurrection. Between now and the time of our deaths, Jesus calls us to follow him as our king, to live as he did in his earthly life, living by love. Jesus is the king who is also the great shepherd of the people. Jesus knows the people, knows each our names, gathers the sheep in safe pastures, pastures overflowing with food and water. Jesus is the shepherd who seeks the lost, even leaving behind the 99 of the flock to find that one who has strayed. Jesus is the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, that the sheep may have eternal life. And as people who are claimed by Christ as our king, we are called to follow his example. And today's gospel tells us in very clear terms how we as people are to follow Jesus, our shepherd. Today's passage is the only account of the final judgment we have in the New Testament, and it is an account of judgment separating the sheep from the goats. The sheep are welcomed into the heavenly kingdom with the words, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Now it's striking, the sheep are surprised when they hear this. They ask, "When did we do this?" And they are assured, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." The goats, meanwhile, as you heard, are cast out, for they did not serve. They did not serve the least. They committed sins of omission, neglecting those around them. And so they are judged for their neglect. They are excluded from eternity. This gospel is a call to how we are to live when we follow Jesus as our King, how we are to live until Jesus returns in glory at the end of the age. This gospel illustrates how it is that we stay awake until Jesus comes again, how we prepare for his return, and we do that by caring for those in need. If we do that, we serve Jesus until he comes again in glory. At the heart of this gospel is the assertion that all people are beloved children of God, that everyone is created in the image and likeness of God. When we gaze into the face of someone, including someone who is hungry or thirsty or sick or imprisoned, we are looking at Jesus. And when we fail to see such a person as beloved of God, we fail to see Jesus. It's important, I think, to understand then what this all means. What kind of judge is Jesus if he's coming to judge, to separate the sheep from the goats? What does that mean? Jesus does not come to condemn humanity. Jesus is not looking for that thing that we don't do that we ought to, or the thing we do we shouldn't, and looking for that chance to consign us to damnation. Instead, Jesus comes to redeem, to lead all people into the fullness of God's presence. Jesus comes to us in love, the shepherd of the people, seeking to lead all people into God's pasture, to welcome all the sheep into the heavenly banquet. And so Jesus desires not the death of any sinner, but that everyone follows him into eternal life. And he shows the way. When Jesus returns at the end of the age, it's important to remember that he will return as the crucified one, his body still bearing the marks of his passion. Though God, he lived among us in human flesh. He experienced great suffering. Jesus knows our trials, the challenges of being human. He was tempted just as we are. He knows what our lives are like. And as our shepherd, he will do all that he can to redeem everyone, to lead all people into the fullness of his reign. Despite the fact that Jesus comes to us in love, we might be frightened to think about God's judgment. Certainly at the discussion group this morning, someone said those very words. It's scary to think about God judging us. It can be frightening to think about Jesus returning to judge. But it's important to remember it is the crucified one who returns to judge. Jesus sets his cross between us and our salvation. That love he shows in his death on the cross, he shows also in his judgment of everyone. He judges in love, having more understanding of us than we have of ourselves. He seeks to purify us, to remove whatever separates us from the love of God, from our neighbors, from ourselves. And so we have nothing to fear when Jesus returns. We don't need to shrink back from his merciful and compassionate judgment. It is judgment that leads to the fullness of life with him. And then, just as Jesus shows us mercy, we are called to do likewise. Just as Jesus gazes upon us with eyes of loving compassion, so we are called to do for others. We are to live the way Jesus shows us. Throughout his earthly life and ministry, Jesus seeks the lost, the forgotten. He welcomes the outcast. He shares meals with them. Jesus himself was counted among the marginalized. He had no home. He owned no property. He had no possessions. And at the end of his earthly life and ministry, he was abandoned, rejected, tortured, and killed. This is the Jesus who comes again as our judge, the one who lived among us, the one who lived among the least and the forgotten of the world. And so, though he comes as our judge, he returns as one who knows the human condition. He knows what it is to be poor, alone, rejected. He understands our suffering, and he calls those who follow him to serve everyone, especially those also who live at the margins, because he knows what that means. He knows what it is to be forgotten, to be least. Jesus is calling us away from our self-centeredness, drawing us out of ourselves and focusing our gaze on the face of others. And I think there's something interesting that happens in this account of the judgment. Salvation comes not because the sheep seek it, trying to achieve it, trying to do these particular actions knowing, oh, we will get eternal life. I think salvation comes not through our own effort, not through our own actions, not by anything we do, but rather it is revealed to us. Salvation is discovered by us, perhaps when we least expect it. Salvation is something that we live. As I say, the sheep don't set out looking for it. Rather, they know it because it is revealed to them. Unexpectedly, they have an encounter with God, seeing the face of God in the stranger. And in their loving actions, they see God. They didn't plan for this, and they are surprised to learn that they cared for the King of creation when they acted with the loving compassion of Jesus. That is our call. As we wait for Jesus to return in glory, we are called to watch, to expect God to enter in. Jesus asks us to open our hearts, our eyes, to see God present in our neighbors. Rather than focusing just on ourselves, our own challenges and struggles, we're called to watch. Look for Jesus to enter in. See Jesus in the face of those we don't know. And living in this way, we may be surprised when we encounter Jesus in a loving act to another person. And so Jesus calls us this day to care for those in need, and to do this as we wait for Jesus to return in glory. And doing this, we encounter God. We see the face of Jesus, even if we may not realize it. In loving acts of compassion, we discover the gift of salvation. Salvation is something that is given us by God, that is uncovered, that is discovered when we least expect it. This Sunday reminds us that we follow Jesus, the King of love, and his way of love is the path to eternity, to that eternal banquet the Great Shepherd prepares for all the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Amen.